This is what's trending today. One by one, people are visiting Mount Hope Cemetery in Rochester, New York. The visitors are coming to see the final resting place of Susan B. Anthony. Anthony was an important civil rights activist. She led the way for legal recognition of women's rights in the United States. She campaigned for women's voting rights in the late 1800s. Anthony became famous after she was arrested for voting in the 1872 presidential election. That was a violation of the law at that time. In 1920, women were given the right to vote when states approved the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But Susan B. Anthony did not live to see women get the right to vote. She died in 1906. On Tuesday, a Rochester newspaper wrote a story saying some Americans were going to Anthony's burial place after voting for Hillary Clinton. Clinton is the first female presidential candidate of a major U.S. party. The newspaper estimated that 1,000 people visited Anthony's gravesite by late Tuesday morning. Many of them placed a sticker printed with the words, "I voted," on her headstone. Mothers brought their daughters with them in honor of the historic election. Many women said they cried while marking their ballot earlier in the day. Jody Atkin told the newspaper, "I realized my daughters have the right to vote for a woman. It made me cry." Some people left yellow roses in honor of the suffragette movement. The women who worked for voting rights a century ago were called suffragettes. One television station in Rochester showed the people visiting the cemetery using Facebook Live. The Facebook Live images received over 3 million views. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.